Welcome to the Sugar You Podcast, a podcast hosted by Andrea Ayers. This podcast features episodes for Sugar CRM's admins who implement our sugar solutions to inform and excite them about all the sensational ways to help them become champions for success. What does presenting in a remote world have to do with sugar administration? Well, as an administrator, it's your job to prepare your employees for upcoming implementations, sugar release changes, upgrades, and configuration changes, to also inspire your end users to improve sugar for your organization and increase user adoption. This episode will help you maximize your effectiveness when creating and delivering engaging presentations online to remote audiences. Presenting online to remote employees requires different approaches and tools than those for delivering those same slides in person. We are living in an unprecedented times. Work as we know it has changed forever. In order to thrive, organizations must reinvent themselves and embrace the new normal. Are remote workers incredibly productive? Yes. But they also tend to feel more disengaged and neglected. In a day and age when people are still sheltering in place, the companies that will come out on top are the ones that create and execute a strategy to effectively manage remote workers, customers, and partners. What's the major difference between presenting online versus in person? Well, you can't read the room. You hear limited laughter or any feedback loop. There's a lack of audience response. It's hard to see body language. Employees can be distracted, and you're never certain what the audience is seeing. So let's start with things that you can do to help that. First, get engaged. Pay attention to your expectations and tone. Inform your participants in advance of video meetings, but give them the choice whether they want to be on camera or not. Suggest keeping mics open for participants and review how to mute and unmute their line. Welcome employees as they arrive, use their name during the presentation or meeting, and set an agenda and stick to it. To promote interactions, it would help to assign one of the participants as the moderator to help monitor chat and QA. Distribute the agenda prior to the meeting and add a downloadable document with video links or QRC codes for participants to use during the meeting. Encourage employees to collaborate using Google Docs or OneDrive. Along with the agenda, you could also send a file with topics discussed in the meeting to promote active note-taking, which will help with retention. Set up polls and prepare questions ahead of time to make sure that participants are paying attention. Also, you could use whiteboards, which are now available in Zoom, by the way. Allow annotations on your slides or screen that you're showing from Sugar, or enable breakout rooms to cultivate collaboration and engagement. Next, get designed. Prepare your presentation like normal. Create an outline of your meeting or presentation and spend about a minute per slide. Don't read or hide behind the slides. Break up your presentation into chunks of information that take about 5 to 7 minutes each. Go big with imagery and minimize the text, okay? You don't want to drown your audience with a bunch of slides. Try to avoid animation and videos. Use fewer words, write better headers, chunk your bullets, and use strong visuals. By using full-screen, high-res images, icons, and PowerPoint Designer, you will have a better presentation. Please look up how to do some of these things in YouTube. There are lots of videos to help you have a better designed presentation. Use your voice to enunciate, modulate, and replace nonverbal cues. Try to avoid upspeak. Sit forward and prevent lethargic and voice compression. Stand if you like, but don't sway back and forth. That's distracting. Use your hands and gestures, even if the audience can't see them. Next, get technical. Set your stage by keeping your background simple. Don't freak out about the dog barking in the background or the cat walking across in front of you on the screen. It's life. But you can avoid some distractions by putting your computer and phone on Do Not Disturb. Shut down all of your non-essential apps. Test your audio in advance. Most meeting applications have a test mode that will allow you to practice ahead of time. If you're going to use a webcam, you need more light than your eyes usually see when you're looking at your screen. Practice with your webcam before the meeting. There are lots of YouTube videos out there that will teach you how to improve your webcam view. Here are some tips for your conference call or presentation. Limit the length of the meeting and the number of attendees to promote interaction. Assign roles to your meeting, like a timekeeper, an agenda monitor, a moderator. Ask direct questions. Consider starting the meeting at 5 or 10 minutes after the hour. You'll always start on time that way. Having a second screen to monitor audience view helps you see what your users are seeing, and practice using the PowerPoint presenter view. You can use Alt Shift F5 to rehearse with a single screen. These are just a few ideas to help you improve your sugar meetings and presentations in the future for your employees, any customers or partners that you have to present to. Remember to be engaged, design your presentation with the user in mind, be aware of your physical appearance, and prepare yourself with all the configurations needed with technology. Hope this episode was helpful. Stay tuned for future episodes and stay sugar sweet.